Airwaves across this great nation in every nook and cranny. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. A little snapshot of America would include still lots of grieving in Milwaukee and questions about white supremacy and hate rock because of the shooter who was ultimately killed by a cop at the scene after killing six other people. Ultimately, he was stuck on white power, white supremacy, and there's nothing but questions there with these hate rock bands and choices that he made and how did he end up there and whatnot, as the police continue to investigate, looking for answers that they may never really piece together since he is dead. And the ultimate tragedy is the fact that people were just worshiping. They were very peaceful, going in, just worshiping, not doing anything to anybody whatsoever. And there you are. You're vulnerable. You're in a public place still because the doors are open. And the doors were open just enough for some freak to get in and change the course of too many people's lives. Then have the conversation switch toward religion. And is there confusion over the Sikhs versus the Muslims? That was one line of thought, but we still go back to the white supremacy and hate rock bands. And now here's the thing, we live in the greatest country on the face of the earth, and what are the things that make it so great? The freedoms we enjoy. What is one of the freedoms? The right to express yourself, the right to be able to do that. You think of the First Amendment. We often talk about the Second Amendment. The two of those entangled in these situations in Colorado and also what we just saw happen in Milwaukee. And I am, no matter what, a staunch supporter of the freedom of speech, even if I don't agree with it. If I think it's crap, it's crud, it doesn't have to be out there. That's my opinion. So I don't go there, as many of you don't go there. But hate rock has an audience. The audience is a lot of lonely young guys who feel disillusioned. Boy, doesn't that sound so familiar? It's like when we talk about homegrown terrorists, a few characteristics that are the same. How can you squash hate rock if you believe in the First Amendment? And the answer is you can't. Unfortunately, this guy was super charged up on hate rock and ended up deciding to go the distance and had targets, soft targets, people who couldn't defend themselves, didn't defend themselves. And they tried to. The president of the temple tried to save as many people as he possibly could, and people scrambled to get away. He's definitely a hero, as are some other people who tried to help, but they were still soft targets, and that's the key. Coming up in this hour of America Tonight, we're going to check your emails, tons of them, as always, about all kinds of things, including will there be a more conservative bent coming out of Tampa for the GOP convention? We'll see. I'm going to be there. I would assume the Tea Party would definitely be reflected and already is in some of the people who are going to speak. Will we see more conservative, other conservative types of people and conversation come out of that too? Well, Rick Santorum is now set to speak, and I think that's pretty much the path that they're setting there. There's going to be a little bit of everything. In the meantime, while that's happening, no VP has been chosen yet. Lots of speculation. Could it be the poster boy for the future, Paul Ryan? I'd say there's certainly a chance of that. There are other people on the short list, Rob Portman, the senator from Ohio as well, but you can cross off General Petraeus. David Petraeus says he has no interest in becoming the VP. So that's one part of the sweepstakes that fell off the table because that was a hot and heavy rumor. Marvin Hamlisch, famous for so many different types of music. You might not go back to the 70s and remember The Way We Were or some of the other flicks that he did, but well into 2000, he was composing different pieces of music for Broadway, television, and all kinds of things, including, I think we have a snippet of it, what still is running on Broadway, A Chorus Line, and one of the main songs from A Chorus Line, One Singular Sensation.
One singular sensation, every little step she takes.
Was popular when it still stands, when you can take a 20-something and see the Chorus Line, go see A Chorus Line, and then you can take someone who is in their 80s and they have seen A Chorus Line. That's longevity. He composed music for more than 40 movies, including The Way We Were and The Sting. He got an Oscar for that. He dies at the age of 68. Check out the hardware. You know, we're talking about the Olympics and how many medals. We had the medal count. He won 3 Oscars, 4 Grammys, 4 Emmys, a Tony, and 3 Golden Globes. I'd say that's pretty decorated. Pretty decorated. He was very big, or he got very big with The Spy Who Loved Me. He did that. He did that for the James Bond movie. You know, the Nobody Does It Better that Carly Simon sung, and it's still on the radio today. And, of course, there were many, many other things that he composed that still stand up. The Chorus Line, like we just played there, got the Pulitzer Prize and the Tony Award. There were a lot of other things, like Sweet Smell of Success. That still also is on Broadway, too, but dead at the age of 68. I mentioned hardware, so you're up on the medal count. The U.S. now has 70, but China's got 73. How about that? We are through 11, which means we've got, just under a week to go with the Olympics. Hard to believe, isn't it? Doesn't it seem like we just tuned into the Olympics, and lots of you are tuning in. I always say that America Tonight is about the buzz in the backyard. It's not always about the politicians and the frustration and the taxes and everything else. A lot of people are jawing about the Olympics. Even if they're not watching everything, they're watching a portion of it and picking out their favorite, what they think is their favorite sport. Maybe it is, but Olympic style. But it might be something new. I mean, how many people are really watching the equestrian? Maybe some of you are. How many people are really watching rowing? When you get speed walking, are you going to watch speed walking? Yeah, I might just have to hear the results of that. No offense. We're punting. Stay with us.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at Terraganics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Hi, Jason Lewis here. Anybody who's been listening to my program knows how shaky the U.S. economy is right now. Will we have a V-shaped recovery, or will it be a W-shaped one where the nation slips back into recession? Of course, if you think that Washington can spend or inflate its way out of a downturn, you've got nothing to worry about. But as you know, I have my doubts. So let me tell you about gold. Now, as my friend Ted Anderson from Midas Resources likes to say, gold, like all commodity markets, fluctuates in price, and you could lose money. But it has never been worth zero. Give it some thought, and if you're interested in converting your IRA to gold or would like to actually have it in your possession, call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237. The U.S. dollar was once backed by gold, but has since lost 90% of its value. And if things don't change, I'm afraid the trend will continue. Call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237 for gold and tell them Jason Lewis sent you.
Every day, nearly 3,000 families enter into foreclosure and face losing their home. If you're currently behind on your mortgage, you can still avoid foreclosure. You can save your home, but you need to act now. We're Allied State Foreclosure Services. We're experts in saving homes from foreclosure. With just one phone call to us, you can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, and save your home. Call now. The call is free with no obligation. 1-800-597-8843. Call us if you've been threatened with foreclosure, denied loan modification, or missed a payment on your mortgage. If you've been a victim of a predatory loan or are upside down on your mortgage, even if you've lost your job and you're worried about losing your home, don't wait. Call us now and let us help you save your home. You've worked hard to build a life with your family. Let us help you keep your home. Call now before it's too late. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843.
Wake up, sleepyheads. I'm sure you're probably exhausted because you're watching Olympics, you're doing a third shift, you're racing home, and then you're plopping asleep on the couch, re-racking the Olympics after you've told everybody not to tell you anything about the results. And basically, like a nag going around the track, a thoroughbred that is, you have blinders on, and somehow you manage to get through the day without finding out what the end results were. So questions included, who's in third? That would be England. And how many gold medals does the U.S. have? Because I said the overall medal count, U.S. 70. Gold medal-wise, 30, 19 silver, and 21 bronze. China has 73 medals, 34 gold, 21 silver, and 18 bronze. So those two neck and neck, pulling away from the rest of the pack, Great Britain and Russia are tied with 48 apiece. Then you jump down to Japan and France and Germany. And I'll tell you, some of those countries, those medals are medals they have never seen before in some of the sports that we've been talking about. Because of the size of the country and the availability of gyms and training, depending on what the sport is, going all down the list, if you want to see the column of just a few medals, Colombia, Slovakia, Croatia. Croatia has 3, Slovakia has 4, and Colombia has 4. Remember, there are so many people competing in so many different kinds of sports. And, you know, think of a place from Switzerland to Egypt to wherever, and They are on the map. Somebody is representing whatever the sport might be. Somebody is representing, like I said. So where will we be at the end of this with really less than a week to go? I think my total was 108. You all said different things, but most of them pretty high. Will we hit that mark? I'd say I'm pretty optimistic. I'd say there's a good chance that we're going to see some big, big numbers. Good chance, anyway. And speaking of seeing big, big numbers, we're all tired of seeing the big numbers that we see when we watch the tube on the news. The news is bleak, and it's bleak because we're fighting over taxes. I keep saying this. We're fighting over the same thing. There has to be a way to split the difference on this one. So far, that has not been the case. That has not been the case at this point. Too bad. If you were thinking of taking a little bit of a vacation, I'm going to throw this in as a non sequitur. We're known to do that here in America tonight. Stream of consciousness sometimes and all that for fun, which, by the way, you can join the party, 855-266-KATE, 855-266-KATE. There are other things that are worth talking about, that are worth throwing up besides taxes and voting on how you feel about whose plan. You don't want to go to Cancun, like I said, and the reason why is because Ernesto is jacking with the place, closing in with some very, very strong winds. Hundreds of tourists evacuated the beach areas along the Caribbean coast because it's closing in, lots of rain pouring, and the U.S. National Hurricane Center said it had sustained winds of 85 miles an hour. You get the rain, you get the flooding, you get all of that, and boy, that's a place you don't want to be. Paradise. Hey, we love you, Paradise, but we are ready to leave. Ready to leave. And I've talked about this. Ernesto, the Mexicans are saying they're worried about possible flooding in some of the areas that are threatened by Ernesto, because you've had swollen rivers in the past that have swept away not just houses, but livestock that they have, people, and collapsed mountainsides. I would be very, very worried about that, because from what I understand, it is really, really pouring down. I mean, really, really pouring down. That's why you saw all those people get out of there as fast as they could. I talked about in this mix, in this what I like to affectionately call odds and ends, I mentioned the taxes is the number one thing that weighs heavy on a lot of people, because if they're losing $1,600, $2,000, it's a lot of money for most people. And that's why the tug of war is so interesting. Interesting because you're just sitting on the edge of your seat trying to figure out, are we going to see this huge crush? Are we going to see that what the Democrats are predicting is true? Or will it be the opposite story from the GOP perspective? They're saying it should be the opposite story, but it's the same thing that we're talking about over and over again. And no matter how many ways you slice this up, how do you get away from the fact that we're talking about pretty big increases? And what are the plans? France, taking a page out of the USA, check it out, is planning on a 75% tax rate on wealthier people. Phew, can you imagine? Lots of people would be getting on their phone and blowing up the people that they need to get to. Princess Francois Hollande is vowing to impose a 75% tax on a portion of anyone's income who makes above $1.24 million a year. I'm sure this entire audience is in danger of that. And that's where you hit how much are you making, how much is it worth, and where do we need to draw the line in the sandbox? Because look at what the tax rate will be. Oh, do we really want to be underneath that? And the answer is no. The answer is no. So they pledged to reduce France's budget deficit, currently 4.5% of the GDP, to 3% by the next year. And let's see if they keep playing the hits, which tanks our markets. I mentioned that we were going to go to the mailbag. We will do that at the tail end of this segment. But without a doubt, besides the same old nonsense, the same old conversations about taxes and going round and round, another part of the buzz is social conservatives who are getting a big role in the convention. That's why it makes you think, ooh, maybe he's leaning, Obama is leaning toward Paul Ryan as the VP candidate because of the fact that they've talked so much and have met so much, and he is absolutely the poster boy of the Tea Party. So how perfectly would he fit into the system? The answer is pretty darn good. But Romney denies all that, just trims more names off the list, continues to whittle it down, as much as possible. But yet the wheels keep on turning, the rumors keep getting pumped out there, and it seems like every day a ridiculous name gets thrown on that you know they can't be interested in doing it. It's probably just a trick to keep everybody at the edge of their seat, wondering who it's going to be. A possible candidate was Chris Christie, the governor of New Jersey. I doubt he ends up as the running mate. The four sitting governors, Nikki Haley from South Carolina, Susana Martinez of New Mexico, Rick Scott from Florida, and there's a couple of other people on the list, too. Former Secretary of State Condi Rice, Arizona Senator John McCain. Even Huckabee's name has been thrown out again. He might be that guy, especially doing a talk show and being a former governor who gets trotted out constantly on these lists, even if he's not really being considered. We're kicking the can. Stay with us.
Did you know that 50% of heart attacks are brought on by infections? Did you know that hospitals are breeding grounds for antibiotic-resistant bugs like MRSA? The environment is infected with parasites, and the mild winter means ticks with Lyme disease, mosquitoes with West Nile virus, and cold and flu viruses will be on the rise. Protect yourself with Nature's Natural Antiparasitic, Antiviral, Antifungal, Antibiotic, Allicin, the Heart of Garlic. Get concentrated protection with Ali-C and Ali-Van from AffinityHealthProducts.com. One capsule of Ali-C equals 40 cloves of garlic or 100 garlic pills. With no garlic breath, Ali-Ban has Allicin in spray, liquid, and cream forms with 3 times more strength than leading brands and costs less. Go to AffinityHealthProducts.com, spelled A-F-F-I-N-I-T-Y, HealthProducts.com, or call 877-888-7126. That's 877-888-7126. Protect yourself with Ali-C or Ali-Ban from AffinityHealthProducts.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
If you owe the IRS, you can't make the problem go away without professional help. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax debt problems for 30 years, and I can help you too. We can stabilize IRS collection action and get your tax debt reduced, sometimes completely eliminated. And if you received a 1099 from a bank because of mortgage or other debt forgiveness, the vast majority of the time, I can show you how to completely erase it so you pay no taxes on what the IRS will consider to be taxable income. Call us for a free consultation to discuss the many possibilities. Call 1-800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NOTAX. Or go to my website at taxhelponline.com.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you. Call us today, 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Alex Jones here with a great way to beat the blackouts, get off the grid, and generate your own supply of electrical power. Folks, with what's been going on in this country, I don't have to tell you about the power grid and just how vulnerable it is. That's in the mainstream news every day. Millions of people have lost their power in the last few weeks because of dangerous storms and killer heat that's pushing the grid beyond its capacity. I've always said that every family needs to be ready for blackouts. And if you don't have a backup system in place, I've got a great opportunity for you. Right now, our good friends at Solutions from Science are offering huge savings on their best-selling Power Hub unit. In fact, I think it's the best deal I've ever seen them make. It's literally thousands of dollars in savings. Remember, these backup systems don't need gas because they're solar-powered. That means there's no dangerous fumes and no noise. InfoWars listeners can get all the details at beattheblackouts.com. That's beattheblackouts.com.
The summer specials are on at HHA, Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big at herbalhealer.com. And new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale, liquid CalMag vitamin D and organic iodine, CoQ10 with Hawthorne, Colon Enhancer, Super 2, Natural Laxative, our exceptional product Tonicsin, Memory Power, and Super Male and Femplex, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. Also get 10% off on the Herbal Healer Academy Survival Course. Information that might save your life. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com.
Tonight, if you want to vent, you want to throw in your two cents on the Olympics, worth watching? Anything that you enjoyed so far? No, I'm not touching it, since I already know the results anyway. 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. Plus, if you were to take a stab at it, who do you think will be the VP for Mitt Romney sitting on the undercard? Or is it one of those things where you say, who cares? Does the VP really matter? My goodness, there's an entire series devoted to the laughability factor of the Veep. It's brilliant, too, by the way, on HBO. It's very, 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 very funny. I don't want to be a spoiler like they are NBC with the Olympics. I'm not giving you any details on it. If you want to find out about it, go to HBO or Google it. Veep is the name of the show. So the butt of jokes traditionally in D.C. starts with the vice president. So why do we care so much who's the VP? The answer is pretty obvious, because if the president goes out, goes down, whatever, has a heart attack, dies in office, guess who's stepping in? Guess who it is? Which, by the way, since the comments about Sarah Palin, remember Dick Cheney saying that it was a mistake to go to Sarah Palin for Senator John McCain, that in 2008 he should have never done that, that she wasn't ready for that spot. He's now backing off of that a little bit. you think somebody said, maybe you want to kind of tone it down when it comes to Sarah Palin. It shows you the power of the Tea Party. It shows you the power of the likability factor of Palin. Because just like Hillary Clinton, people either like Palin or they can't stand her. And it's the same thing with Hillary Clinton. They have so much in common in a very different ideological way and in other ways. But there is certain similarities, too, about the two women. It's the polarization factor, in other words. Now he's come down off of that a little bit, Dick Cheney has. Although Sarah Palin is not expected to speak at the convention, she's not supposed to be one of the speakers there, but yet she is definitely clearly a voice for conservatism. Definitely. She falls into that camp. So who knows, maybe she is a last second addition. I bet if they threw her in there, if they threw her into the mix of speakers at the convention, I bet she would have done pretty well. Because people, there's still so many people that embrace Sarah Palin, they would have went, I think, nuts over her again. So maybe that changes. Maybe it changes. But she was a VP candidate, so she knows. Paul Ryan, Congressman Paul Ryan's name now keeps cropping up. He's not the only one. And I mentioned this now. The list is getting smaller. So that means they're probably getting closer. It might be down to the wire as to who's going to get picked and when that's going to happen. But, geez, there's only a couple of weeks before the convention, so it's got to happen sometime, really, really soon. Really, really soon. And this goes out to my pal Sharon, listening to us in Maine. You did not win the medal count contest, Sharon. You have 100. We have to wait and see when the whole Olympics wraps up. Let's go to Pete, listening to us in the great state of Texas. Hey, Peter.
Katie, Bob, are you rambling again?
I said, you know, I get on these tangents where I say it's odds and ends, baby, and we got a bunch of them.
Okay, what we need is for this socialistic economic experiment that we're in right now, we're going to have to knock it off and get us a constitutionalist vice president and see what happens with that.
So who would you, do you like the idea of Paul Ryan? Because remember, he was the one that came up with the budget, the alternative, that kind of stuff.
I'm thinking professorship, go to somebody that's got a clue on the Constitution that actually teaches the Constitution.
Oh, somebody who is an expert.
Exactly.
Yeah, boy, there's a lot of experts in this country. I've talked to a bunch of them. We've had them on here on America Tonight.
Yeah.
A lot of experts.
But, no, I'm exhausted. Hell, I've been doing parallel bars. I've been vaulting all damn night. I'm getting out.
So you are watching the Olympics.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you got to watch it. It's all the games. Those girls, that's amazing what they do. That's just flip-flop, 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 and then flying in the sky. That's amazing.
I agree with you. I can't – the gymnastics, Pete, to save my life, no matter – when I was a kid, no matter what shape I was in, no matter what, I could not – I was just a pure sports person. I could not do that kind of stuff. I couldn't fly in the air like that. You got to admire it. You're right. For the men and for the women.
Yeah. Did you see that Romanian chick? She was cold-blooded looking. She was a dominatrix.
She was. She was 24 years old, and I was surprised that she didn't beat Raisman from the U.S., but Allie Raisman, but she didn't. So the Americans get gold, we get gold again, although her routine was terrific too, but she was stone cold.
Oh yeah, and that little bit where they had to do the paper signing and all that stuff, that old coach had him run down there and do right quick, that saved their butts.
Yeah, it did. His name is Belly Caroli, and he was not happy with what was happening. He was yelling at the coach to file the protest. They file it, for people who don't know, and then boom, the Raisman, the Olympic United States representative, ended up squeezing out and getting, just by a few little percentage points, getting the bronze.
Yeah, that
is cool.
That froze up that cold chick. Boy, that chapped her butt big time.
I know. I love the controversy in the Olympics, too. I love the delayed reaction when they're adding up all the numbers and waiting. And it's just, it's like agony and ecstasy in the same breath.
Oh, yeah. Do you see those parents up there? They're about to jump out of their skins.
Yeah. Yeah. The Americans' parents, the gymnasts. Yes, absolutely. They did not want to see her not get a medal. And she did. She won, too. Bronze and gold.
And what happened to Gabby, man? What'd she do, crash and burn? What's the deal there?
Yeah, she bounced tonight. She bounced on her routine on the vault. It was like, whoa, what happened? You know what I think it is, Pete, is that she got the all-around of every single person. She was the best on the apparatuses, so she got the, without a doubt, gold, and then was part of the team gold, and forget about it, the wheels were off, because I think she was done. She tried, but she just was watching everybody else, and I think she was just exhausted, and that was it.
Yeah, she finally met her match and crashed and burned. She would get plumb out, man.
They
were fighting so hard to get this done.
I agree. You could tell. It was exhausting watching them.
Yeah, but this socioeconomic experiment that we're right in the middle of.
Yeah.
Calf rope, please. I'm begging you. No more taxes.
Yeah, I say no more taxes too, Pete. It's too much because think of all the taxes that you pay right now. Pete, thanks. Think of all the taxes that you pay right now. This is what I always say. Do I think I have to pay taxes? Of course. Will I pay my fair share? Of course. Do I feel like I'm paying my fair share? No, because I always feel like I'm getting hammered. And the people around me feel like they're getting hammered. So do we want to have certain breaks taken away? The answer is no, especially with the job situation, especially where you're getting it from all ends. Do you ever notice? Here's a great way to know how people are struggling, businesses are struggling, since our country is based on small businesses. That's the foundation. This is how you know. Every time you go to get something, I don't care what it is, even at the grocery store, you have your food, you just put it on this stupid thing on the conveyor belt, and you want to check out. That's it, you're done. But you're upsold everything. If you go to a fast food restaurant, you're upsold. If you go to get a pair of socks at Macy's, you're upsold. Everybody is selling you something. Well, if you get this $25 thing, and then at the end of the year, they'll take all the credits for all the things that you have purchased, and guess what? You'll get a check back in the mail. Terrific. I have to spend $25 today. I mean, that's what it's all about. Even on the internet sites, for all of you who are into social media or just perusing the internet, you know it. They're getting you in all directions. So it sounds funny to make the analogy, but it's true. Then when you see that you're getting hounded by taxes, I don't know how people in New York do it, honestly. Let's say you live in Manhattan, you have borough tax, city tax, state income tax, straight up tax, then your business is probably being taxed 35%. We live in a world of taxes. There's a reason why the Read My Lips blew up on Bush 1. Because nobody wants to pay more taxes. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to FreezeDryGuy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to FreezeDryGuy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's FreezeDryGuy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
In this unpredictable world, disaster can strike anyone. That's why an essential part of any emergency survival plan must be stove in a can. When power goes out and gas lines are down, the portable, safe, easy-to-use stove in a can cooks food up to 4 hours and boils water in as little as 5 minutes. Stove in a can comes with everything you need. The stove, fuel, even waterproof matches, all in a compact, durable, heavy-duty container. Plus, the all-natural, non-explosive, 100% waterproof fuel source can be stored indefinitely. Say goodbye to the hassle and danger of propane, lighter fluid, or gas. Stock up now and protect your family with Stove in a Can, starting out at $29.99. Special bundle offers now available with a 100% satisfaction guarantee or your money back. Order yours today at StoveInACan.com. That's StoveInACan.com.
Just for clarification, here on America Tonight, as we round the final turn for this hour anyway, medal count-wise, the U.S. trailing China. U.S. has 70, China 73. So China's in first with the most amount of medals. U.S. second, and England is third. Still more to come when it comes to medals in the games. Little under a week left. In this hour of America Tonight, we talked about a lot of different things. The frustration of taxes and, I mean, really, nobody wants to pay more taxes, whether they have money or they don't have money, let's face it. But don't we all feel as though we're taxed out the yang? And yet this continues to be the bane of our existence. Politicians get it, but they want to blame the other guys, so they keep bringing it up. Taxes, 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 taxes. Crazy. All right, let's get out of this insanity and let's head to the mail room and check the mail.
You have mail, mistress.
Yes, indeed. We have lots of mail and a couple of different things. One, this one from Lydia, who says, Loeffner's a creep. He pleads guilty to 19 counts. Katie only did that in that mass shooting in Arizona that almost killed Congresswoman Giffords, and a 9-year-old girl was slaughtered at his hands. The only reason he did that is so he would not have to go through the death penalty phase. So, yeah, I'm sure it's a plea deal. He's sentenced to life in prison, no eligibility for patrol, so that's it. Prosecutors are going to play tough for sure. His sentencing will happen November 15th. And he also waived, by the way, his right to pursue an insanity defense. How about that? 23 years old. 23 years old. That's a sad state of affairs. Whew. 23. Throw away the key. Throw away the key. So, here's another one. This one from Slammin' Sammy, who says, Kate, long time no talk up north. We're doing well. I'm not even going to make a hockey reference here, just so yous know. And he said yous. I think he was being cute. So yous know. And the question that Sam has is, how are the U.S. athletes faring? What are people captivated by when it comes to the Olympics? And the answer is, I think Pete in Texas pretty much told the story. You just can't help yourself. It's good timing with the Olympics, with the Summer Olympics. Well, the Olympics in general, the winter really has that same advantage because we're a captive audience. For all of us chomping at the bit to get back to football, there is no football. I mean, there's training camps, but you can easily read about the training camps or go and check out some of the football or try to figure out what the team's going to look like. But we're not into the regular season hardly. So we have a ways to go, and it'll all wrap up, and that's it. I think it's the thirst for the competition, especially the American red, white, and blue, because where else do you get that? Yes, you can. You get that at when you salute the flags and sing the national anthem and whatnot, but it's still different than when you're competing against a host of other nations and you're really cheering the American athletes on. And so far, overall, if I were to score this on a scale of 1 to 10, as far as the athletes are concerned, boy, a lot of people stepping up. That's why you're watching the gymnastics of all things, and you never don't know much about it, but you're watching them sail through the air, and you can't believe what you're seeing because I think it's so tough. How do they do the moves that they do? And some of the gymnasts are so young. Oof, unbelievable. That's why 33 million or so are watching. 33 million, that's a very, very big number. All right, let's move to another one. This one comes to us from, this is a clever name, Bradley Hood. Get it? The play on the Romney Hood thing? Bradley Hood says, Kate, I am so sick of hearing about Romney's taxes, especially from somebody like Senator Harry Reid, and I really don't normally have a beef with him. But the fact that he's pointing out Mitt Romney, he doesn't release his own tax returns. He makes a ton of money. He doesn't want the people in Nevada, especially those struggling, to know how much money he has. All right, so we started talking about one politician and then segued into another. And I can see, yeah, you watch it. What? There are no words for that. You watch it. And what did one of the athletes say today that I saw? It is what it is. So in this case, in a different way, it is what it is. Speaking of money and the Mars rover, a lot of people, as much as I love anything to do with NASA, there are a lot of people who surprisingly are not excited about this mission to Mars because what ultimately is it accomplishing is pretty much what the take is. What looking for water, microorganisms, anything that shows us that there is life on the red planet, doesn't it seem like there could be a better use of money? That's what lots of people are writing in. Doesn't it seem like there would be a better way to spend this money? I don't know. I do like the idea of the rover, and I know space exploration often leads to things that you cannot even imagine. 855-266-5283. Keep the number handy, although we're getting up against it. A reminder, in a couple of weeks, we'll be broadcasting live at the tail end of the month and into the convention. We'll be broadcasting live with America Tonight on when we're there in Tampa, so I can only imagine some of the great guests that we're going to have during that time frame. And it's politics, politics, and more politics, but it's the importance of politics, the things that we want to know the answers to. So we'll see what kind of answers that we end up getting. Here's one from, I like this, you are clever, Parks and Rec. Dearest Kate, please excuse the funny nickname. I just thought you would get a jolt out of it. I don't know if you saw this or not, but Dick Cheney took back what he said about Sarah Palin as a VP possibility for McCain and then ultimately becoming the choice. I did see it, and Cheney is kind of backing off, not kind of, he seems to really be backing off of what he said about Sarah Palin. He suggested it was a mistake for McCain to pick Palin as his voice, you know, as his, or as his vice, rather, presidential running mate in 2008. So this criticism is not anything new. The line that the vice president walks is very, very thin. Very thin. So Cheney recalled swearing Obama into the Senate after his election from Illinois, then watching him disappear for 2 years before he ran for president. Then he talked about Sarah Palin a little bit. He didn't offer really any great big clues. And he just said, it was my judgment. I was asked if I thought the McCain process in 08 had been well done or was it a mistake, and I said I thought it was a mistake. So that's where they went from on that one. Here's one from Gene Gene. It's probably because we have a couple of Genes. Gene Gene says, amen to watching the Olympics. I think a lot of people need to just chillax, Kate, and if nothing else, get away from the politics and the frustrations for a very short amount of time. Come on, let's all do it. What a way to close this out, talking about all kinds of things, including Cheney getting out of the sticky situation of what he said about Sarah Palin. So that's trying to soft-pedal it and turn things in a much different direction. VP candidate, here's my choice, baby. It's Paul Ryan. Congressman Paul Ryan, what's yours?
Idiot! It's simple!
Can you repeat the part of this stuff where you said all about the things?
You will respect my authority!
What, are you kidding me?
UtopiaSilver.com believes, as the Declaration of Independence states, that our rights come from God, not from government. The only lawful purpose of any government is to protect and secure the rights of the people, and no man or government has the authority to take what has been given to us by God. Among these rights are life, liberty, property, and the pursuit of happiness. And America's government has ceased to be the protector of liberty and of the people's God-given rights. But we the people can return America to greatness if we are willing to stand up and reassert our stolen rights. We ask that you join Utopia Silver in changing America's course in history. To save on health care and improve your health, call Utopia Silver at 888-213-4338. For a limited time, new customers will receive 50% off all colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.